Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're talking about this coming Jumu'ah. This coming Jumu'ah is a very special Jumu'ah. This coming Friday is a very special Friday. Why? Because generally speaking, Friday is one of the best days in the entire life. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that inna min khayri ayyamikum wa min afdali ayyamikum al-jum'ah. The best of your days is Friday. فيه خلق آدم وفيه أهبط إلى الأرض وفيه تقوم الساعة وفيه ساعة لا يوافقها عبد مسلم يسأل الله عز وجل شيئا إلا أعطاه الله إياه. On a Friday, Allah created Adam. On a Friday, Allah brought Adam to earth. On a Friday, the day of judgment will take place. On a Friday, there is a period of time where any servant of Allah ask Allah anything, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept from him his dua. But this Friday is special. Why it's special? Because it falls on the best day of the entire year. What is the best day of the entire year? According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated that the best of your days, أفضل أيامكم يوم النحر. I'm sure some of you say Arafah here. Arafah indeed. Second best day. After Yawm al-Nahr, the day of the sacrifice, is the greatest day of the entire year. Yawm al-Nahr is the greatest day of the entire year, the day of the sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Udhiyah. Now, those of you who are following Saudi Arabia or have their Eid will be on Friday. And in this masjid, alhamdulillah, we have our Eid on Friday, right? So Yawm al-Arafah for us will be Thursday. Some countries, they have it delayed by one day. And some people also, they have it delayed by one day here. So for them, the day of Jumu'ah will be Arafah for them, right? There is a khilaf between the scholars whether Arafah is Makani or Zamani. And I always emphasize that we shouldn't fight over these things because this khilaf or this difference of opinions, it is right there, the time of the companions. It's from the time of the companions. So let us not fight over these things. Whether there is no? Well, the tasmiyah is not based on a sunnah or something. The tasmiyah that is Hajj Akbar is not based on a sunnah, but the people appreciate the blessing of it. That's why we said that this is a special day. Why it's a special day? Because it's a Jumu'ah on one side, and on the other side, it is the day of Yawm al-Nahr, the day of the sacrifice. And if it is not the day of the sacrifice, then it's a day of Arafah to those who have it as the day of Arafah, to those who delay Arafah and Hajj and Eid for them. You understand, Yahweh? But in any way, it falls on the day of Eid in Mecca and all the other countries that follow Mecca as well. So that's Yawm al-Nahr. Yawm al-Nahr is considered the greatest day of the entire year according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Following that, the day of Arafah. Min ahabbi al-ayyam ila Allah. From the most loved and dearest days to Allah, the day of Arafah itself. And the dua of Arafah, etc., etc. But for sure, this day is a special day. Why? Because it's Yawm al-Nahr and at the same time, Yawm Jum'ah. So we need to utilize it. And today we'll learn how to utilize this day to be closer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to achieve the best. When we started the Hijjah, we said that the best days of the entire year is the days of the Hijjah, the first 10 days of the Hijjah, better than the days of Ramadan. Okay? Now, the best of the best, the best of the best of the days of the Hijjah is Yawm Arafah, number one. Number two, Yawm al-Nahr, but I'm just numbering them, but the best of them is Yawm al-Nahr. Then, Yawm Arafah, Yawm al-Nahr, the day of the sacrifice, and number three, is the first day of Ayyam al-Tashriq. A lot of people aren't aware of that. That the first day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, the day before the Eid, is also very auspicious day. Very blessed day. The whole Ayyam al-Tashriq, the 3 days, all are blessed days. But yeah, that first day, especially after the Yawm al-Eid, is very special day at the account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the best of your days, Yawm al-Nahr wa Yawm al-Qarr. It's called what? Yawm al-Qarr. They said Yawm al-Qarr is the day that follows the day of Eid. So we have Yawm al-Arafah, coming days, are about to receive them. Yawm al-Arafah, Yawm al-Nahr, the day of the sacrifice, and Yawm al-Qarr. Three beautiful and blessed days, let us not miss them. Especially Jumu'ah, this coming Jumu'ah. Why? Because again, the collection of days that's taking place on this Friday. Now speaking about Friday especially, talking about Friday only, قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and you will be astonished the amount of rewards and blessings and virtues that Rasulullah spoke about Friday, about Jumu'ah. So pay attention and listen carefully, because it can change your entire life if you understood it very well, if you realize it very well. طيب. Number one, from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, Allah forgive the sins in between. From Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, just by you attending the Jumu'ah and performing Salatul Jumu'ah and listening to the Imam, Allah forgive the sins in between. Imagine this Jumu'ah is falling on a day of Yawm al-Nahr. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات ما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. From Ramadan to Ramadan, from جمعة to جمعة, صلاة to صلاة, Allah forgive the sins in between. طيب, number one, forgiveness of sins. Number two, the reward and the blessings of the جمعة, it stays till 10 days after. It remains with you, the blessings of the Jumu'ah, till 10 days after. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءِ. Anyone who performs wudu properly at home, ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمُعَةِ, then he comes to Jumu'ah, فَاسْتَمَعَ وَأَنصَتْ, then you listen carefully to the Imam, you listen attentively, right? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالْجُمُعَةِ. Allah forgive the sins in between this Jumu'ah and the previous Jumu'ah, وزيادة ثلاثة أيام, an extra 3 days. So Allah forgives sins of from the previous Jum'ah till this Jum'ah, an additional 3 days. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, still sins forgiving. Why? Because of you attending Salatul Jum'ah and listening to the Imam, but making wudu at home. So there is some kind of etiquette here. Making wudu at home properly, coming to the masjid, listening to the Imam attentively until Salatul Jumu'ah. طيب, next. The best Salah. Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. Now, which is the best of them all? Hadithun Sahih, authentic narration. It's not Tahajjud. Authentic narration. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال, قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, أفضل الصلوات عند الله, صلاة الصبح, يوم الجمعة في جماعة. Performing صلاة الصبح in a جماعة on the day of جمعة. صلاة الفجر on the day of جمعة in a جماعة is the best صلاة according to this hadith, صححه الألباني في صحيح الجامع. Thin declaration. And the sunnah of this صلاة also is the best sunnah صلاة. So the sunnah of the fajr of صلاة الجمعة. The sunnah of the fajr. So it referred to the nafil صلاة. You understand, يا أخوة? So you have the sunnah of the fajr is highly, يعني some ulama said it's wajib, some ulama said it's sunnah mu'akkada, highly, sunnah al-fajr. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, you mustn't miss sunnah al-fajr. He says, to the extent that some said, some make qada of it. If they miss sunnah al-fajr, they make qada of sunnah al-fajr. He says, how can you miss sunnah al-fajr? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, rak'atay al-fajr, rak'atay al-fajr, khayrun min al-dunya wa ma fiha. The sunnah of the fajr better than the dunya and whatever is in dunya. The sunnah of the fajr. Understand, يخوة? And Salatul Fajr itself on a Friday in a Jama'ah is the best Salah of the whole, of all the 5 times Salah of all the week. Of all the week. And the Sunnah of that Salah is the best Sunnah Salah of all the week as well. Clear, يخوة, in your mind? طيب. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, pay attention to this virtue so that we can utilize this coming Jum'ah. فيه ساعة لا ترد لا ترد فيها دعوة. There is a time, a period of time on a Friday, every Friday, the dua is not rejected. And here is authentic hadith about that time. Where exactly? The ulama differ. Some said it is the time when the imam is going up to the minbar. That time when imam going up to the minbar, this is the time of the dua, the mustajab dua. Some said it's the time when imam is the sakta between the sajd, the jalsa between the two khutbas. So the imam sitting, we make dua, right? During this time, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the most authentic one and the most close opinion to the reality here is that the last hour of the Jum'ah. The last hour of the Jum'ah, that's after Asr of the Jum'ah till Maghrib. And in this there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said, Yawmul Jum'ah ithnata asharata sa'ah. The hadith says, in Sahih al-Targhib, it says, the day of Jum'ah is 12 hours. لا يوجد فيها عبد مسلم يسأل الله عز وجل شيئا إلا أتاه الله إياه. Anyone who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that period of time where Allah answers, Allah will give him what he asks for. Then he said, فالتمسوها آخر ساعة بعد صلاة العصر. The Prophet said, seek that hour after صلاة العصر, in the last hour before Maghrib. So that's basically in the last hour before Maghrib. After Asr, in the last hour, so between Asr and Maghrib, and especially in the last hour before Maghrib. This is the time. This is the time where you can make a lot of dua to Allah. Imagine if it falls on the day of Yawm al-Nahr. And if Eid. Imagine, which is the greatest day. Imagine if it falls on the day of Arafah. It's either Arafah or, either Arafah to some countries or Yawm al-Nahr. And dua yawm arafah is the best dua. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayru dua dua yawm arafah. The best dua is the dua on the day of arafah. Now arafah and jum'ah, or yawm al-nahr, the dua of yawm al-nahr and jum'ah. What kind of answers are you going to receive for all your duas? So get ready with your duas for this time, for this jum'ah especially. The whole of jum'ah and that last hour specifically. طيب, what else? من مات يوم الجمعة, anyone who passes away on the day of Jum'ah, أو ليلتها, or the night of Jum'ah, the hadith. وقاه الله فتنة القبر. صحيح الترمذي, as mentioned in Tirmidhi, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ما من مسلم يموت يوم الجمعة أو ليلة الجمعة إلا وقاه الله فتنة القبر. Anyone who passes away on the day of Jum'ah, or the night of Jum'ah, Allah protects him from the fitna of the qabr, in the grave. Yani you'll be protected from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave just because of passing away as a mu'min, but any mu'min, not any kafir, any mu'min. Understand? طيب, what else? تحضره الملائكة. The day of Jum'ah, generally speaking, attended by the malaika right from the beginning. And especially at the time when you're coming to the masjid to attend the Jum'ah. This day, the malaika are waiting with their sijillat, writing the names of the people who comes first. This one came first, he introduced to Allah a camel. This one came second, he introduced to Allah a cow. This one came a sheep. They write what they introduced to Allah. The one who comes first is like you, as if you have sacrificed the camel. The one who comes second, as if you have sacrificed a cow, like that. أو كما قال المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم الجمعة وقفت الملائكة على باب المسجد يكتبون الأول فالأول. صحيح البخاري says, the malaika stands on the doors of the masjid and write down who comes first, who comes second, and what did he introduce equivalent to the one who comes earlier.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Second earlier like that. Understand, Yahwa? What else? This thawab is considered, this coming thawab, is considered the most thawab for any ibadah. The most thawab, the ulama counted this as the most thawab for any ibadah that the person can receive. Wal hadithu fi sahih Abi Dawood, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ghassala yawm al-jum'ah wa ghtasal ثم بكر وابتكر. Anyone who make غسل on a day of Jum'ah. Make what you do? Make غسل at home. واغتسل. اغتسل يعني make وضوء. غسل and وضوء. ثم بكر وابتكر. بكر وابتكر يعني you go early. You go early to the masjid. ومشى ولم يركب. You come to the masjid walking. Sheikh, my house is far. 30 minutes away with the car, etc. Okay, come with the car and then park your car somewhere and you come walking this distance. Even that distance, you will see the reward of it now. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ودنا من الإمام. You come closer, come sit in the beginning, in the first صفوف. Some people, they come first and they sit at the back. Come first and they sit there. They sit first, sit in front, the first صفوف. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you know the blessings of the first صف, if you just know the blessings of being in the first صف, you will fight to be in the first صف. Everyone will fight to be in the first صف. Why? I want to be in the first صف to receive the blessings of Allah. Make sure not to miss the first صف. If you miss the first صف, don't miss the second صف. Don't miss the third صف. Be in front always. Don't be at the back. So today you are in front in dunya. Tomorrow you will be in the first صفوف that will enter Jannah, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. طيب. So he said, ثم دنا من الإمام. You come closer to the Imam. واستمع ولم يلغو. And you're listening and you don't engage in any worldly things. You don't play with your phone. You don't speak to someone next to you. You just listen attentively. ثم دنا من الإمام. Then he said, واستمع ولم يلغو. كان له بكل خطوة عمل سنة أجر صيامها وقيامها. He says, you get for every step you make to the masjid, the reward of one full year of ibadah. Have you ever heard a hadith that allocated reward for any amal better, than, more stronger than this hadith? It says, if you let's say you parked your car outside and you made 100 steps just to come here, that means 100 years of ibadah, 100 years of siyam, 100 years of qiyamul layl. You understand, yaqwa? 100 years. Can you imagine? Just for coming to the masjid and doing this, just these steps to the masjid. Understand, yaqwa? Let us do it. Let us plan to do it this Jum'ah specifically, because it's a very auspicious Jum'ah. Ghusl at home, wudu, take your zina, come to the masjid early, come walking if you can. If you can't, then at least park somewhere and come closer, and then walk to the masjid, and then sit in the first sufuf and listen to the imam. For every step you made, the reward of one full year of ibadah. Says, أجر سنة صيامها وقيامها. The hadith is sahih, authentic narration. طيب, what else, ya ikhwa? Now coming to some general adab, some general etiquettes to keep in mind this Friday and every Friday. And I'm speaking in points, so you can take notes, inshallah. طيب, the first point is the niyyah. Make niyyah, inshallah. I'm going to make my Jum'ah. I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to make my ghusl. I'm going to attend my Jum'ah. I'm not going to miss my Jum'ah. Secondly, right from the beginning of the Jum'ah, engage in dua and dhikr. Right from the beginning of the Jum'ah. When is the beginning of the Jum'ah? This coming Jum'ah? The Jum'ah starts from Thursday. The day in Arabic or in the Islamic calendar starts from the night time of the previous day. So for example, now it's Thursday and now we reached Maghrib of Thursday. From Maghrib of Thursday until the Maghrib of the next day, this is called Jum'ah. All this is Jum'ah. So from the Maghrib of Thursday, you engage in istighfar, tawbah to Allah, dua, salatun ala nabi, and send a lot of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. Inna khayra ayyamikum al-jum'ah, fa'akthiru alayya min as-salati fih, fa'inna salatukum tablughuni. He said, from your best days is Jum'ah, so send a lot of peace and salutations upon me on that day, because your salah will reach me. And if the salah reached Rasulullah sallam, he intercede on your behalf. Now coming to the second etiquette we said, and that is al-ghusl, to make your ghusl. And part of the ghusl, obviously, you're going to make your wudu. غَسَّلَ وَغْتَسَلْ, as the hadith. Take your zina. Allah, zina means adornment. Put your best of clothes when you're coming to the masjid. Any masjid, any time of salah. And especially the time of the Jum'ah, because we gather, Muslim gather together. So make sure you smell nice. Some people, they eat onions, they eat garlic, they come to the masjid sweating. That's not from the adab of the Jum'ah. Make sure you come to the Jum'ah and you smell nice so you don't hurt the people around you and make them feel discomfort. Any perfume, some misc, something, even if it's a cheap thing, but just put it when you come and use your siwak. He said, لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل صلاة. He said, if I wouldn't think that it would be very hard for my ummah, I would have commanded them to use siwak before they come to the masjid. Why? مطهرة للفم, to smell nice. When you come to the masjid, you're not smelling what you eat, what you ate already. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, affirming on that, من أكل من هذه البقلة فلا يقربن مصلانا. Anyone who ate from this plant, let him not come to the masjid until the smell is gone. What is this plant? The garlic and the onions. Why? Because of the big smell. Nowadays, it's easy to get some mint or something and to remove that smell before coming to the masjid, or use a toothpaste or something, right? And you come, look nice and smell nice when you come to the masjid. And this is imtithalan li amri Allah, in response to what Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded us in the Noble Quran, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Take your zina at every salah, and especially the jama'ah salah, the congregational prayer, where you're going to meet with a lot of people, a lot of Muslims, and make your niyyah submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal. Understand, ikhwah? So the zina. What comes after that? Reciting. Who can guess it? Surat Kahf. Excellent. Reciting Suratul Kahf on a Friday. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi Sahih al-Jami', قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ سورة الكهف في يوم الجمعة أضاء الله له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Allah will give you نور in between the two جمعة, between this جمعة and the next جمعة, نور. What نور is that? Guidance. Allah will guide your steps just for reciting سورة الكهف. Allah will, if you are guided, you will find توفيق. If you are guided, you will prosperous. You'll be prosperous. If you are guided, شيطان can't harm you. If you are guided, you are protected. If you are guided, you're not going to fall in temptation. Sometimes we don't think of these things. So what is it? Allah will give him nur. Yeah, nur is light. This light will benefit you in this dunya and in the next life. You'll find guidance for you. Understand, ikhwah? And it could be also light on your face. Your face is shining with the nur of iman, the nur of the kahf. Understand? So don't miss to recite Suratul Kahf on a Friday. Understand, ikhwah? طيب, what else? Now, still coming to the masjid early. Try to come early as possible, as we mentioned in the beginning. Try to come early as possible. This is the day of Jum'ah. Make a preparation, get rid of the distractions, get rid of any tasks before Jum'ah, try to limit the tasks before Jum'ah. So you come to the Jum'ah, focus. I want to benefit from the lecture, I want to benefit from the knowledge, and I want to get all this thawab. And I'm going to come earlier to recite some Quran and to spend some time in the masjid, the niyyah of i'tikaf, etc. Understand, ya akhwah? So come earlier. وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ ثُمَّ دَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ. We already mentioned that one, to come closer to the imam, listen, sit in the first sufuf, right? Recite Quran, or listen to the recitation, whatever, okay? Then you listen carefully to the Jum'ah itself. So this is also from the adab, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked for the ummah to engage in any worldly talk. Sometimes we find people sitting at the back talking, or opening their phones, playing on the phones. Dunya, not reading Quran or something. If you're reading Quran, okay, no problem. You can use it for that. But no, sitting and talking and doing deals and doing everything in dunya, in the masjid. That's not right, ikhwa. Masjid is for ibadah. Masjid is not for dunya matters. You as soon as you step into the masjid, you remove the dunya out of your mind. Now you are in the masjid. Only ibadah. I want to rest. I want to refresh. And don't forget the dua of entering the masjid itself. A'udhu billahi al-azim wa bi-sultani al-qadim min ash-shaytan al-rajim. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Right? And you're coming out. Allahumma yasalka min fadlika wa rahmatik fa innahu la yamlikuha illa. And there are different masnoon du'as that you can recite when entering or coming out of the masjid. Taib. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha qulta li sahibuka yawm al-jum'ah ansit wal imam yakhtub faqad laghawt. If you see someone talking while the imam is already started, and you say to him, hey, listen. When you say, hey, listen, you have made laghu. And that laghu will make your Jum'ah nullify. Not nullify, but basically your Jum'ah will be of no use, no benefit. You lost the blessings. Don't even correct anyone. Just focus now. You are just focusing now on the Jumu'ah itself. Because if this one say, keep quiet and keep quiet and keep quiet and keep quiet, the whole masjid will not be quiet. And there's a lot of Muslims. Rather, you keep quiet. Start with yourself. And everyone, if everyone starts with himself and is quiet, the masjid will be quiet. But if everyone says to the next to him, keep quiet, then we will not be quiet. Try to understand the idea. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us from missing Jumu'ah without any valid reason. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لينتهين أقوام عن ودعهم الجمعات أو ليختمن الله على قلوبهم ثم لا يكونن من الغافلين. صحيح مسلم. Highly authentic narration said. Such people who miss the Jumu'ah without any valid reasons, either they stop doing that or Allah will seal their hearts and they will be heedless people. Sometimes some people think, take the Jumu'ah light. Ah, it's okay. I miss Jumu'ah, make Zuhr. You cannot miss the Jumu'ah for no valid reason. You cannot do that. You have to make a plan to come and attend the Jumu'ah. It's masjid is far. Make a plan to travel and to go. Don't miss your Jumu'ah. It's once a week. Jumu'ah is once a week. Mustn't miss your Jumu'ah. Understand, Ikhwa? Lastly, we are affirming again on the du'a. We are affirming once again on the power and the importance of calling unto Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Jum'ah. Make a lot of du'a. This Jum'ah especially make a lot of du'a. If it is not Yawmul Nahar, it is Yawmul Arafah. And it is the day of Jum'ah. And du'a is highly accepted, especially, we said from the beginning to the end, from Maghrib to Maghrib, but especially the last hour of the Jum'ah. The last hour of this coming Jum'ah. Make a lot of du'a, whatever you want from Allah. Some people say, Shaykh, wallahi, I have sihr. Shaykh, I need ruqya. Shaykh, this is the time. Shaykh, I'm having blockages in my life. This is the time to call unto Allah. Shaykh, I am not successful in my life. Shaykh, I have a problem with my wife, with my children, whatever. This is the time to call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best time of the whole year. And it's an opportunity because Jumu'ah, and again, the best day of the year, Yawmul Nahar or Yawmul Araf. So make sure not to miss calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And start praying to Allah by praising Allah, sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his names, his beautiful names, right? And try to choose from the names of Allah what befits your need, right? And then use the kalimat al-tawheed in the dua, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illa ant, etc. Send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah in the beginning and at the end of your dua. Call unto Allah and humiliate yourself and humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are rest assured that Allah will answer you. That's basically the etiquette. It's a quick revision on it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding and to make us among those who listen to the speech, follow the best of it. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiru walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.